The Summit County Health Department oversees the WIC program. That stands for Women, Infants, and Children. That program helps women and their young children get proper nutrition. Rich Bullo, director of Summit County Health Department, says the services are being underutilized.
We know that there are families out there that could really benefit from these services. In particular, they have children that can benefit. And for one reason or another, they're not coming to us. We believe that some of that has to do, obviously, that they don't know about the program, but also even those that know about it. And again, this is anecdotal, but we know some families that qualify, that know about the program, and they don't do it because of pride, basically. They have avoided really taking advantage of things that can benefit their children, in part because I think some misconceptions and other issues.
The program, he says, is not only about nutrition, but education as well. While the WIC program in the past was known to dole out large blocks of cheese, Bullo says it has been revamped from its early days to now promote better health with better food.
The foods that are WIC eligible now are generally much more healthy foods. They also include some formulas for infants. You know, it promotes a health message, and that's one of the reasons we have a registered dietitian as well. So very, very important program. The vouchers, that's one of the issues, we think, is that they take them into the restaurants, and then they stand in line with their vouchers, and people are able to observe that. So we're actually working towards an electronic benefit transfer where they'll, in essence, have a credit card that becomes loaded up, and when they get to the checkout line, they just run the card.
Also through the health department, a new campaign seeks to raise awareness on how motorists might help improve air quality. Katie Mullally of Summit County Health says the program educates on how to be more proactive about clean air.
One of the easiest ways to do that is to monitor your check engine light. When that light comes on, it actually comes on for a reason, not just to, you know, automatically make you go to the mechanic shop, but it can, you know, let you know that you're losing power or you're wasting gasoline or there's problems with your fuel filters. Basically, it indicates that the efficient level of your car has decreased. That invariably leads to higher emissions that are coming out of the tailpipe. And so one, to give people a chance to be more proactive, that we all talk about our air quality and are concerned about it. Well, here are some easy things to do to help keep our air clean.
They're working with the State Department of Air Quality to provide the education. Visit summitcountyhealth.org to educate yourself.
We've got a whole webpage set up just for check engine light information and materials. We have posters, flyers, handouts. So if an organization would like to post any of these, give us a call and we can get them information. But again, just information for people. We think it's, you know, public health. We've sat back for so long and have been more regulatory, and now we want to come, you know, be more community partners and be more proactive and engaging people to help prevent problems before we have to create new laws and regulations.
The onboard diagnostic systems, she says, are very advanced and considered the trade-off for not having emission controls in Summit County. The upcoming summer season is ozone season, another compromise to air quality. Bullo says you might want to consider ozone in your daytime recreation plans.
Ozone tends to peak in the hot afternoon hours, and that is related to temperature and perhaps altitude and certainly sunshine. And so one of the things we're going to be doing, and you know, I consider it like a food label. It's a piece of information. And if we have high ozone levels, I think it's the right thing to provide that information to the individual to make a choice of when they're going to be out riding their bike, for example. If they can ride a little bit later when it cools off or ride in the morning, then they may not be subjecting their lungs to the same level of ozone.
That's Rich Bullo along with Katie Mullally of the Summit County Health Department. Again, visit summitcountyhealth.org for information on all the programs. I'm Lynn Ware-Peak, KPCW News.